This is Ellen McLarney. We're in San Antonio, Texas, the MESA conference, November 16th, 2018. And we're here to interview Louise
Kankar.
I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Sorry, yeah. Nobody does. Not a problem. Or spell it.
So can you talk briefly about your work?
My work is mainly about Arab Americans or Muslim Americans, and my doctoral thesis was on Palestinian women in the United mm-hmm. States, so that was kind of one of the first ever ethnographies of Arab women living in the United States. My award-winning book, Homeland Insecurity, The Arab American and Muslim American Experience After September 11th, was a detailed ethnography and interviews with over 100 Arab American Muslims in Greater Chicago, and it was also an analysis of the government's policies towards Arabs, Muslims, brown people, people suspected to be Arabs or Muslims or potential terrorists or whatever, and the experiences of women after September 11th. So it's a pretty comprehensive study of what happened then.
Great. So how did you get become involved with AMUs?
So yeah, really it was Imani Jamal that brought me into the orbit of AMUs. And the answer to the second question is related to the answer to the first question. Like, what has it done for me? Well, it provided me with a network of scholars and women who were very supportive. So let's go back to my doctoral dissertation. As a sociologist, graduate student, presenting her first papers ever from her dissertation, I went to the National Women's Studies Association conference, and I talked about Palestinian women and in their own voice, right? And I was like heckled and booed and told that I had to talk about Arab male oppression and misogyny, and you know, really, I wasn't given the right to speak. Now, since this time, other Arab American feminists have written about the very same experience, but. And I could give you those names later if you want to plug them in, but for me it was like my dissertation committee was Janet and Ibrahim Abulghad, if you know the Abulghads, and so they got me very entrenched in Palestine stuff. My other dissertation advisor was a traditional white feminist, right? So I really I never got hooked into those Arab American women feminist networks, which would have provided me with some cushion and comfort during those years that I kept getting shouted down and told I wasn't able to speak. So AMUs really was finally the place where I found scholars of women and women scholars, found a community, and a sense of comfort. And also, you know, in Middle East studies, people who do the diaspora minority, so didn't have a lot of, and that's growing now, but I would come to MESA meetings and really not have a lot of solidarity networks or even scholarly colleagues there. So AMUs has provided me with all those things, like a scholarly network of women who, you know, make the environment comfortable.
Yeah, a place where you can talk about your work.
Yes.
So what has, I think you did talk a little bit about what AMUs meant to you, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about that? You could also talk more concretely about the exact things that you did along the way, as you became involved, but.
Well, in AMUs I first became a member. And then I remember nominating Barbara Aswad, who has now passed away, to get our, what we called it, the Scholarly Achievement Award, Lifetime Achievement Award, something like that. So that was really, I'm so glad we did that. That was probably 2010, I'm not sure. But I'm an active person. I like to be involved. So I had told Imani, who was president, that I wanted a role on the board, or I like being treasurer, or something I'm used to in a number of organizations. So I wanted to take a more integral role in the organization, a more central role in the organization. And so I think I've been treasurer since 2012. So that's been a joy, and it's a joy to work with the women on this board. I mean, they're just wonderful people and inspirational.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a network of supportive
right.
women scholars.
Right.
Period. Right.
Is that enough?
Okay.